Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Angry Allied Bank clients today caused chaos at one of the bank's branches in Harare after they failed to access cash from their accounts held by the financial institution.
I think this is a clear sign that things are not well. The budget has not been announced, and now this, I think it shows that the economy is dead.
The issue of divisions tearing workers' unions dominated today's meeting between the Public Service Ministry and labor groups representing government workers.
The minister made an impassioned plea to the workers to revisit their consciences and understand that they have a mandate from the workers who really need to be represented competently by people who care.
And the Controller and Auditor General says the government may never recover money from farmers it assisted with agricultural inputs sourced under a $200 million Chinese loan some seasons ago.
Angry Allied Bank clients today caused chaos at one of the bank's branches in Harare after they failed to access cash from their accounts held by the financial institution. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Angry customers of the Allied Bank today turned violent after they failed to withdraw money from their bank accounts. Bank officials had reportedly set a minimum withdrawal limit of $50 per person due to the credit crunch affecting the nation. The irate clients, most of them civil servants, who have started getting their December salaries and bonuses, confronted bank officials at the institution's branch located in Harare Central Business District at the intersection of Jason Moyo Street and 3rd Street and ended up assaulting the unnamed branch manager who has reportedly been hospitalized. One of the bank's customers, Kenneth Nzaraebani, who claimed to be one of those who smashed the windows of the bank, told Studio 7 that he was not happy that he could not access his money from the bank. He says he needs the money for his family's Christmas shopping.
We just got our salaries today, and to be surprised, we got to the bank, there was no money. We only give him $50 each for Christmas, and only to be told we will get the rest of the money after Christmas.
Another client of the bank, who refused to be named, said he fears that the country's financial problems could slide back to the 2008 era where banks could not offer cash to their clients.
I think this is a clear sign that things are not well. There is no liquidity in the economy. The budget has not been announced. And now this, I think it shows that the economy is dead. I can foresee the Zim dollar returning very soon because there's no option. People have no option but to return the Zim dollar to increase liquidity and to have some form of operation in the business sector.
Chairman of the Allied Bank Board, Farai Mtamangira, confirmed receiving a report of the incident but could not comment further, saying he was out of the country. Police spokesperson Cherit Charamba said anti-riot police have been deployed at the bank, adding a statement would be issued after the completion of police investigations. Meanwhile, Coalition Against Corruption Director Terry Muchanga said financial institutions should be transparent in their dealings to improve the public's confidence in the banking system.
This is totally a shameful incident. The bank was supposed to come out clean and tell the depositors in as far as how their monies are concerned. In other words, there was a lack of proper...
Muchanga added that the liquidity crunch is being exacerbated by the delay by the finance minister to announce the 2014 national budget.
I actually understand that this is a failure by the government to actually address the issue. This cash crunch was supposed to be addressed if the budget was announced earlier. And I understand by now this has actually contributed to the cash crunch that the country and the people of Zimbabwe are actually experiencing.
After postponing the budget presentation a couple of times, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa is now expected to do so on Thursday. The vandalism at the Allied Bank today follows last week's cancellation of Trust Bank's license by the central bank on allegations of failing to meet its financial obligations to clients and capital requirements. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.